This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has just one Democrat in Congress. The state's last Democratic governor was elected almost two decades ago. And Alabama Republicans have maintained control of all three branches of government since 2011. But there's excitement among Alabama Democrats about the upcoming Senate and gubernatorial elections. And so the question becomes whether the state Democratic Party has reached a turning point. Jacksonville State University history professor Gordon Harvey doesn't mince words.
I think the Alabama Democratic Party is best compared to The Walking Dead. It's moving. It seems to be alive. But I think inside, it's dead and dusty.
Or to put it in football terms, you get repeatedly trounced by your rival, and losing becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And so people start to see there's no point in giving money. There's no point in trying to turn over leadership. They keep the door open and the light on, but nobody's coming in to buy anything.
Republicans have steadily eaten away at Democrats' historic dominance of Alabama politics over the last generation. They defeated the last Democrat in statewide office in 2012. Today, though, Democrats in Alabama are feeling something they haven't felt for a while: optimism.
First of all, I do want to welcome everybody who's here tonight.
At a recent meeting of the Montevallo Progressive Alliance, Scott Turner greets about two dozen people sitting around tables in a church fellowship hall. The group is talking about ways to support Doug Jones. Jones is the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in a special election December 12th. Most public polls show Jones trailing Republican Roy Moore, but Moore is a polarizing figure, and Democrats see an opportunity. Turner explains to the group how to canvass neighborhoods.
If you don't get anyone at the door, then you can slide this into their door. You cannot legally slide it into their mailbox. That's a federal offense.
They talk logistics. They periodically reference feeling demoralized as Democrats in Alabama. After the meeting, Betsy Inglesby says this moment does feel different.
Something is awakening that is different from years past where I felt like my vote doesn't really count.
Nancy Worley is chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. She says the party is in a state of improvement. The party will turn around when voters become disillusioned with Republicans, she says.
That's going to come with individual voters saying, I'm tired of the Republicans trying to run their campaigns on feel-good statements for voters, but then not doing anything when they get in office.
However, Dolores Adkins, one of the people with the Montevallo group, says state party leadership is the problem. She describes one meeting of the party executive committee.
It was chaos. They were calling each other names, and I'm like, we're supposed to be on the same side, people.
A year ago, former House Minority Leader Craig Ford publicly called for Nancy Worley and a fellow party leader, Joe Reed, to resign. Amy Fager echoes those sentiments. She says Worley should step aside to make room for new people.
And I would like for her to have that sense of timing and grace to walk away.
When things go right, people tend to take a lot of credit for it.
Worley says when times are tough, it's easier to point the finger at someone else. Alabama House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels rejects the idea new leadership is needed. He sees a way forward for Democrats by unifying around a message to voters about jobs and health care, for instance.
We got to focus on the issues and less on the D and the R, but on the A, the Alabamians.
Daniels says if Democrats can do that, all the things it takes to run a party, research, polling, candidates, and money will follow. Right now, though, the focus is on Doug Jones' Senate campaign. Jacksonville State's Gordon Harvey says Democrats have an opportunity.
It's an uphill battle, but Jones is the first candidate in a statewide election in a long time that I've seen that actually looks like a candidate.
He says even just a good showing, much less a win, might be enough of a spark to turn the party from its zombie status. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.